with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Donald Trump's lawyers say he's unable to post a $454 million bond while he appeals a civil fraud judgment. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The former president's lawyers wrote in a court filing that obtaining an appeal bond in the full amount of the judgment is not possible. They asked New York's Intermediate Appeals Court to overturn a previous ruling requiring that he post a bond covering the full amount while Trump appeals. With interest, Trump owes more than $456 million. And to obtain a bond, his legal team says it would require posting collateral of more than $500 million. Greg Clugston, Washington.
As Vladimir Putin won another 6 years of power in Russia, he vowed to continue his war in Ukraine. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham met today with President Zelensky in Ukraine. Bob Agnew reports.
Zelensky wrote on X that he met with Graham to discuss additional war funding for Ukraine, as well as the country's eventual inclusion into NATO. Graham is one of the Senate's most outspoken advocates of additional aid for Ukraine, but also voted against an earlier bill over concerns it failed to address security at the U.S. southern border. During his meeting with Zelensky, Graham said, quote, Putin will go down in history the way all people like Putin go down in history. It's just a matter of time. Bob Agnew reporting.
Idaho lawmakers are expected to vote on a bill that would ban the use of any public funds for transgender treatments, including for state employees using work health insurance and for adults covered by Medicaid. The legislation has already passed the House and only needs to clear the Senate this week before being sent to Governor Brad Little's desk, where it would likely be signed into law. On Wall Street today, the Dow up by 75 points, the NASDAQ rose 130. This is SRN News. Attacks on Israel and demonstrations supporting them on American college campuses will not end well for perpetrators based on scripture. That's the view of filmmaker Tim Mahoney, best known for his Patterns of Evidence films. Mahoney recently attended a Nashville breakfast focusing on the October 7th attacks on Israeli citizens by Hamas terrorists.
And I was brought to tears because when you hear what has happened, this is an amazing attack that people are denying, and we need to stand with Israel. And why is that? God made a covenant with the nation of Israel at Mount Sinai. Nations that come against the nation of Israel are cursed. And we have to be careful here in America and around the world, because the nations that come against the Jewish people, I believe that is in play. That curse is in play.
Tim Mahoney adds that for Christians, it's not a time for business as usual. It's a time for everyone to spend time praying in the midst of a spiritual battle. This is SRN News. It's a strong start to the week on Wall Street.
Stocks rose on Wall Street ahead of a busy week for central banks around the world that could dictate where interest rates go next. The S&P 500 added 0.6% Monday. The benchmark index is coming off its first back-to-back weekly losses since October. The Dow rose 75 points. That's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 0.8%. Big technology stocks led the way higher once again. The parent companies of Google and Facebook were among the biggest gainers. Apple and Nvidia also rose. Treasury yields ticked higher in the bond market ahead of an announcement by the Federal Reserve scheduled for Wednesday. The Fed will give its latest projections for where it sees interest rates heading this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Environmental Protection Agency has announced a comprehensive ban on asbestos, a deadly carcinogen still used in some chlorine bleach, brake pads, and other products. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.